Okay, Damien, can you talk us through the week leading up to the big game?
Very exciting. We've done a lot of work to remain really balanced. I think it's important that the players get the opportunity to enjoy the occasion and take it in for what it is. There's a preparedness to perform come Friday night.
Okay, and what are you expecting Friday from Collingwood? I mean, they're tipped to be one of the best sides this season.
Yeah, look, they've got an exceptional list, and no doubt they've been well coached and well drilled over the pre-season. And we're excited about the challenge that they're going to put in front of us come Friday, and I think that we'll see it come through, that the passion that the players have got for the game, and there'll be a real contest.
Okay, can you run me through the most dangerous players from their list that you've identified?
Look, I think it's well known that they've got a really solid forward line, a number of key targets up there, and solid inside midfield, and some real good halfbacks that they'll look at, no doubt, to launch their attack from. There's a number of challenges that we've got from a positional perspective that we're eager to throw a few players around and have a look at how they go on the various targets that they'll have.
Okay, looking at your list, the captain, Lauren Arnell, how much influence has she had in the past couple of weeks since she was named for that role?
A lot of experience, really balanced in her approach to the game, understands the game exceptionally well, and that's why we're very proud to have her as our captain. She's been able to not only work herself through a pre-season and get to a point where she's ready to perform, but her influence over others and her teammates and around the club in a general sense has been incredible.
Okay, and with no wings, I guess, in the position, so how different do you reckon the game will look?
Well, I think what it does is it gives us the opportunity to really open the game up, and there'll be space there. And I think what that'll do is add to the number of marks that are taken and the efficiency of the skill that the players have. It'll give them that time and space that perhaps if there are 18 players out there that there wouldn't be. The AFL's made some really sound decisions in building this competition, and we look forward to the product that we're about to see on Friday night.
Okay, so do you think we'll see a bit more run and carry? Is that something you've encouraged in training?
Yeah, most definitely. I think there's going to be the opportunity to run and carry, long kicking, and I think there'll be, as I said, that time and space for players to be able to execute what they're good at and put themselves on show.
Okay, is there anyone who's sort of impressed you a lot? Anyone who's going to excite us that are least expected this Friday?
Least expected. Look, there's a number of players right throughout the list. What we're really pleased with is that we've got a level of versatility that we specifically looked for going into the draft. And over the pre-season, there's no doubt that that our playing group has been able to develop to that point that we expected them to get to. So there's a number of players that will play across multiple positions. Naturally enough, Darcy Vessio is going to excite, and Bree Davies, going to have some strength about her, and Lauren Arnell is going to be really clever inside in the contest, and those players have really shone through the pre-season.
Sure. Thanks a lot for your time, and good luck.